Now, today, another matter that matters, because of course, all conversations are important in our lives, including the ones outside of us, but more importantly, the ones inside of us. And today I have the lovely Melanie Seed. Hello, Melanie.
Hi, Vivian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm coveting the picture that's behind you. And for those that are listening to this, go and find the visual, because you'll see an amazing piece of art behind Melanie that I'm coveting.
Yeah, it's lovely. Very lovely.
It feels really important to you as well. Does it give a statement about who you are? Let's start there.
It really does. I love the colours and, you know, I love the tree of life. And I mean, I do art as well, so I kind of appreciate it from an artist's point of view. But yeah, I think it sums up me. Do you know, I don't really know how, but it does feel like part of me. I was very drawn to it and I just trust that, you know.
Yeah.
A bit like the crystals I work with, I don't always know why. I just trust that if they shout at me when I'm working with a client, it's like, oh, obviously you need to be part of this journey today.
Absolutely. And that gives us a little tiny taster. So why don't you tell people kind of how you help people, really? What do you do with them?
Okay, what I do in terms of my online work, I do reading the Akashic Records, which I know you know about that, but it's the library of all of our soul's lifetimes and said to contain every single thought that you've ever had or ever will have. And I love that, you know, and I love seeing I love diving into people's energy and then seeing what's there and helping them get a clearer picture of what's going on, because it's really an aspect of their higher self, you know, and I'm relaying it to them. I get to tell people all sorts of things like their life purpose, and they're going like, you know, why am I replaying this? And I'll see a past life thing coming up. So that's one aspect of things that I do. Another thing I do online as well is I do energy healing, and I do that remotely as well. You know, I'll have a chat with people. And I do a mixture of IET, which integrated energy therapy, and then Reiki. So I work both on their emotional body and their physical body. Because, you know, energy being what it is, will just go where you ask it to go. So it doesn't matter if they're here or if it's online, you know. So I like that too. I also do coaching. I help women. I used to think, you know, I could heal the world and help everyone, of course.
You know. That's the song, shall we? I heal the world.
Yes, but, you know, I realised that I actually have to be a bit more specific, and what do I really want to do? So I now help women. I guess the way I write it is that I help them go from a powerless, stressed and lost place to an empowered place of feeling calm, having clarity and confidence, so that they can really reclaim the driving seat of their lives, you know. So I think many people don't even realize that they're, say, wounded inner child is in control, and, you know, and then they wonder why they're replaying the same old patterns over. So obviously, yeah. I work with inner child healing to help them. So that's
absolutely very important, and actually very big subject at the moment. It's all over my socials, and I do it too. And I do a talk called "Is Your Inner Child Running Your Business?" Like, because quite a lot of time it's like that fear. In fact, I just coached a woman who was scared of sending, pressing send on her email sequence. And I'm like, your adult self isn't scared, but your inner self, your child self, is very scared of this at the point, to help her understand what's going on, because she's at loggerheads and your clients are probably the same, where, God, I know logically that this is what I need to do, but for some reason I spend my time doing something else. I'm like avoiding it all. Yeah, it's a very interesting concept. So how did you get into all of this, Melanie? So, you know, how did your kind of career lead you to where you are?
Well, I think my life led me to where I am, really, you know, going through having my own wounds and needed healing. I went to see a counsellor, and it was her that suggested that I become a counsellor. So that's where I started. You know, I trained as a counsellor. And it was just through healing my own wounds and my journey of what did I need to do, and how could that help anybody else, you know. So I love angels, I love crystals, so that led me to the holistic side of things, and I realized that actually I can blend all of these things, you know. I mean, I grew up getting a proper job, as my parents called it, you know, doing accountancy and all of that, until I realized that my soul was dying. And so I started the counseling, and through the counseling I actually learned that a lot of people find it difficult to talk, So then I trained in art therapy, so I can give someone an exercise of an art to do and then describe it to me and relay it to me. And then, you know, they usually hand it back to me as if I'm going to tell them. And then I just go, no, I want you to tell me the story of that, you know, and then they realize, oh, that's going on. So I know that might be, I've gone slightly off your question, but yeah, it was my own life, my own wounds, constantly picking toxic relationships, you know, people that weren't available to me. And I realized then I wasn't actually available to myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of that as well. I often think, why is this happening to me? How am I creating this? Like, what is my energy saying? What is how I'm treating me showing everybody else how, you know, how to treat me? So people learn from how you treat yourself. So if, you know, if you don't show up for yourself, other people don't. It definitely happens like that. But the art therapy, which has got all sorts of guises, hasn't it? One of my clients does neurographica as a coaching modality. So not being able to, not having to talk it through, which, yes, a lot of people, especially those more logically minded, introverted, kind of auditory, high auditory people, as we call them in NLP. And I remember I started off as a person-centered counsellor, which I look back and think was the worst career choice for me possible. I did the training and I just remember thinking, I want to be able to lead you to a solution. So I know I was more solutions-based therapist. So I kind of, you know, took that angle. But I remember the first ever exercise we did, you've just completely triggered me back there. I was much, much younger. Was we had a piece of paper and she gave us a tin of buttons and we had to choose the buttons that represented our life and put them on this paper. And there was no other directive apart from that. And so I watched some other people who were like looking at other people thinking, well, where should I put the button? What should I do? I didn't have that. I was like, literally, it was immediate where they all went. And then she said, you know, exactly what you just said, explain this. And it was fascinating to get that kind of real bird's eye view of my life, like I'd never had before, because we kind of live in it, don't we? We don't kind of get a view of it, whereas the brain has a completely different way of seeing things. So yeah, very, very powerful art therapy. And I think people think they're just drawing, but they're not at all. They're drawing stuff out of them that they can then understand. So yeah, very powerful modality. Very good. Excellent. And so no, you're not going off the thread of the question, because it's all, everything is something, isn't it? As you know, in a conversation.
Yes.
So how did you go from then there to putting it all together? And I think, you know, I help people with business building, and very often they don't know how to go from, I love this, I'm good at this, I've got experience with that, to put it all together to create something powerful. So how did you get from what a few, you know, doing this and putting it all together? What was that journey?
Oh gosh, I think it was a journey of believing in myself slowly. You know, it was slowly. I had to peel back layers, and then you think, oh great, I've done that. And then the next layer just goes here, you know. So it was really about peeling back the layers, realizing that I actually had something valuable to offer people, you know, that I didn't have to just say, oh, I'm a holistic therapist, or I'm this, or I'm that, that actually, you know, I have a whole toolbox of skills. And then I feel like I want to treat people as individuals, you know, I don't want a one size fits all sort of coaching or whatever. So I'm able to use all of them skills to make it a very individualized process. But for how did I get here to bring it together? I don't think I've ever asked myself that question. I think it's been a slow evolution, if you like, to realizing that I wanted to work for myself. And I wanted that time freedom for myself, but I also wanted to be more in control of what I was able to do and what I wasn't able to do, you know, and how I could help people, and for me to decide that I know this is going to work for someone, and yeah, I can take them here, and I can build it up, and I can use that skill or this skill, you know. So I'm not sure if I've answered your question, but it really has been a slow evolution, and it took a lot of belief in me just to say, do you know what, no, I'm going to launch this and I'm going to do this. Now, I was always terrified of sales and marketing. Unless somebody came into a shop I was working in back in the day, you know, and you know they actually want something, and you can say, oh, okay, because again, it's helping then, it's not selling, you know, and I'm a helper by nature. So yeah, I found the sales side of it kind of difficult, you know, to actually go, you know, I know I'm good at this, I know I've got something you need, but to actually speak to people, you know, it did frighten me in that sense. You know, I was much better at the let someone else do that, and then I'll just be here and heal you, or, you know, help you heal yourself, really.
I think that's how a lot of coaches, actually, especially, you probably know I certify mentor coaches and credit them. And I think a lot of them go into kind of associate coaching roles because they don't want to have to do that bit, the sales and marketing. And I wish I had a pound every day where I hear people say, oh, if I could just have the clients to do the thing I want to do. Like, you know, no one sets out in business to have to do the accounts and the sales and the marketing and write copy and do videos and answer idiots on the internet, as well as some good people, you know, filtering all of that out and everything that goes with it, you know, designing websites and programs and automations and all the stuff that's really, really important to get your business running so you get that time freedom. But nobody ever tells you about that bit when you think, you just think, I'm going to have all the time. I can go to the hairdressers. I can have my nails done. I can just lay and meditate for half the day. Like, no one tells you, actually, that's not quite how it's going to run. It's certainly not the beginning. It's going to, for the first few years, you're not going to know your arse from your elbow. And actually, you're just going to spend it in a haze of confusion thinking, oh, I should be doing more. I don't know what I'm doing. And then finding people that also try and help you, but they don't really know you. So that one size fits all thing is a really big deal that you just said there, Melanie, because when you create something bespoke for somebody, it's exactly what they need. But the trouble is, trying to then market that just sounds very, oh, well, I'll do whatever you need. It becomes a real challenge. So how do you think you can best do that? How, like, it's a really tricky one, and I speak to lots and lots of people who have multiple modalities all put together, and they struggle to talk about it. They struggle to, you know, if someone wants Reiki, for example, they go and find someone who wants Reiki. If someone wants art therapy, if someone wants coaching. So when you put it all together, trying to find a name for what you do is quite tricky, isn't it? What do you call yourself? What do you call yourself as a job, as it were?
Oh, yes, well, that's a million-dollar question. I mean, I call myself an intuitive coach for that very reason, that I, you know, that I intuitively work with people. But most people, if I put that up on my page, wouldn't have a notion of what that means. So, you know, I have to be careful not to use coachy language describing myself to people that aren't in that world. So how do I describe what I do? Yeah, very, very difficult. Exactly what you just said, you know, it is difficult, and I do find it quite difficult. But I'm an intuitive coach, I'm a holistic therapist, I guess I'm, you know, all of those things. But as you say, no one goes searching for somebody that has all of those skills. So I do find it quite hard to, and yet, even for myself, you know, like, to describe myself to the world, if you like, and let people know what I do. Yeah, sorry.
And it, and yeah, it's a real bonus to have all those things together, because it really does mean that whatever's going on for somebody, you can help them. Whereas most people don't see it like that, do they? It's a problem I had for much of my career at the beginning, doing business coaching, mindset coaching, everything in between, money mindset. Mm. How you get that across is really quite tricky. I came across the term therapeutic coaching, which I quite liked.
Oh,
therapeutic,
yes.
Coaching, yeah. And if you put the holistic in there, so just a little, can't take the coach away from the interview, sorry, Melanie, but yeah, like therapeutic holistic coaching, kind of, if someone understands what those things are, they're probably your client anyway, aren't they? So
yes.
But it is, isn't it? I think finding that when you are so many things within one thing, one, like, you know, it's really tricky. But yeah
no, sounds... but I like that, because that sort of blends the two things without saying, well, I'm this and I'm this, if I can have a title. So thank you. No, I appreciate your coaching. That's perfect. We never not really in that mode, are we? Do you know,
so just trying to leave a space better than we found it. A person, a situation, a thought, a problem, a challenge, always is my vocation in life, as I'm sure it is yours. Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, carry on.
Well, I was just going to say, like, I have my beautiful cards here, you know, which are never far away from my desk, and it'd be what they're Ascended Masters cards, you know, and that's something that I tend to work with people that are open to me using those in a coaching session, you know, or just when we're setting goals, or especially in the Akashic readings, I use cards to begin with, just to open the space and get someone comfortable with talking to me and just asking, does this resonate, you know, because some people come and they don't really know what they want to know. Or they might do, but they might tell me like 10 minutes before the end of the session, you know, when the trust is built up. So I quite often use the cards and I used to think I was going to call myself a spiritual coach, but I think that could put a lot of people off. So it's quite difficult, you know, to.
Yeah, that's that balance. But also, you know, you would only put the people off who are not right for you anyway, if you called yourself a spiritual coach, because some people would never go to a spiritual coach. It doesn't matter, you know, and you don't want those people, whereas some people are looking for that because there's not many of them really. Spiritual coach myself. Never talk about it. I'm a spiritualist, have been for 25 years. So that's why we connect on such a good level. So I use a lot of different tools in what I do, same as you do, but actually not everybody's looking for that, and it doesn't always happen like that for me either. So some people just want a business strategy for you, some people might just want an Akashic reading. You don't know, do you really? So
no, and quite often for me, what that's how my relationship with people starts. They take the Akashic reading, and then, you know, because they've been happy with that, then they come back and say, what else can you do for me? So I'm happy to, you know, always happy to open to what people want.
And so I'm assuming it's one-to-one that you work with people, given it's so...
Yes, it is. I'm thinking about doing a, you know, group coaching program, but it's still under construction at the moment. So, but yeah, it's one-to-one.
I'm queen of creating programs. I can create them in my sleep, literally, as you ask anyone, and name them. So I seem to have a gift of that. So definitely one of my gifts. Yeah. Well, so what's your plan for your business? So where do you see yourself? What's the goal? What's the dream?
In terms of numbers of clients, or where I want people to go, or any of all of them?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just putting a program together, and I'm calling it Live Your Soul Led Life. Okay. So, you know, it's like, that's what I want to help people sort of like find out why they're here, and especially women. I guess my own journey, you know, I used to please everybody else and, oh yeah, that's fine, even if it wasn't fine. And, you know, I really feel I can take women to a place now where they stand in their own power and actually know that they've got some, and go, what, ask themselves that question, what do I want? And, you know, it's like, oh yeah. And to bring it back to themselves, you know, not to be looking outside of themselves, you know, or that person did that, so therefore I'm this, or if I had that, I'd be happy. So I really want to help women bring it all back to themselves, and, you know, like, start with you, because you're the only person you can change, as you know, you know. So I mean, we can guide and we can help and we're catalysts, but it's really about what can I do to help that person make it about themselves. So my plan is to launch my that program, you know, that, and again, that is still one-on-one at the moment, you know, and then I'll take it to, so that would be my next plan, would be take it to a group coaching, you know, and I still want to be able to do my Akashic readings, you know. I know swapping time for money and all of that sort of thing isn't always the best way, but I love it, you know, and I'm passionate about it. So I kind of feel like, yeah, there's a reason for that, you know. If I
swap time for money, I've no issue with that. You know, the world knows that. I think some, you know, people say, you know, don't swap time for money, and I think there's definitely times for pricing regarding outcome or experience, and there's definitely that, and I have those programs myself. But actually, I still have an hourly rate, because sometimes when someone wants to coach me, they just want an hour and they want to know how much it is. They don't, it's simple as that. You know, we go to a, you know, a lawyer, they'll charge us by the hour. We go anywhere and they'll charge us per job or per hour. So I think the world knows that, so use it. You know, I think
when I just had it, I was meant to have a client coming tomorrow, and she texts me, and I did a healing session on her last week, and she texts me and said, I'm going to postpone that. She said, I don't know what you did to me, and she said, but it was so good, I feel like I'd like to, you know, I'm handling situations with ease that used to stress me out, and I'd like to just navigate on my own for a little while and see how I go. So I'm like, I've never been so pleased to have somebody cancel a session, you know what I mean?
Not a good business model, but a great morality.
No,
model.
No, it's kind of like, I should call on myself.
Morality, like, they're having the best life and they only paid me £15. Like, it's all good. Yeah, I will definitely go to heaven if your belief is that, but whatever your belief is, of course.
Thought it was funny. You know, I had, you know, I could only be happy for her, like, you know, but I was going, okay, I need to work on my business model, because that's not going to serve me in the long run. But,
you know, if you had a business model, that end result being, so anyone else listening to this as well, so if you don't have results-based programs or services, if the end result was being able to handle things without feeling pressured, or, you know, all of that stuff that she said to you, wouldn't matter what you charged for that, she got that end result in what sounds like one session. So actually sounds like a quite an expensive program for you to run if it's just one session, because yes. Outcomes are very powerful. It's a bit like years and years ago, I used to have a recruitment agency and we used to charge a percentage of the salary. And I remember filling one of the roles in a day. I literally knew exactly the candidate. They gave me the brief. I went and spoke to the candidate. They said, it's perfect for me. I got them in for an interview the next day and they offered the job. And when I sent the fee in, they said, well, you only did 24 hours worth of work. I said, no, but I'd done 20 years worth of work on knowing exactly how to find that candidate, sell your job, get them to come to an interview the next day, and coached you on how to offer that to them. That's what the fee is for, not for my time. So there are definitely outcomes that are worth money and not the time that it takes for them. Most definitely. And some of that, yes, will be,
I mean, my Akashic readings are usually about 90 minutes, but it, as you say, someone's not paying me for the 90 minutes that I'm working. They're paying for the fact that I know how to do it and all the other experiences that I bring in. Yeah, so it's not really just about the price, is it? It's about the value, do you know, which is
completely about the value. Absolutely about the value, yes. That sounds very valuable. So how can people get in touch with you, Melanie? So if they want to do some work with you.
Well, currently I have an email address and a phone number. I'm working on my website is under construction because I kept putting it off. But anyway, so my email is melanie@transformyourself.net.
Cool. I'll put the links under here. Thank you for anyone that wants to just click. Yep.
Thank you. And my phone number, I'm in Ireland, Southern Ireland, so it's +353. And then it's 87-784-5755.
Well remembered.
Yes, I wrote it down because I'm so visual that if I write it down, I can remember it.
Like Facebook or LinkedIn or any of the social
platforms? Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Seed, S-E-E-D is my surname. My business currently is called Heart Light Healing, and I do have a Facebook page on that, but I must admit I tend to put most things on my personal.
It's whatever works for you, I guess. Exactly.
Yeah, so it's been so lovely to talk with you, and thank you for the therapeutic holistic coach title, which I can now go and put on my social media.
Of course, you promised with the remarketing. No, but that's been lovely. Thank you so much for spending your time with us today, and good luck with it all. And obviously, if you need any help, you know where I am. And if you're listening to this and you know that you need Melanie's help, or my help indeed, get in touch and connect and make sure, you know, just find out a bit more about what's going on and how you can be helped. So because you have to have help, like it, especially if you're building a business, and you have probably clients that are in that space. But if you're trying to build a life or change yourself in some way, you can't always do it yourself. That's my lesson. You need someone to guide you, help you, support you, cheerlead you, prod you, make you do it. So find the right person, and finding that right coach or mentor, supporter, therapeutic coach, or whatever you're calling yourself, is really, really important. So thank you very much, Melanie. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And yes, likewise. Thank you so much.
In the future.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.